in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
And thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight's topic, the aliens among us. We got off the air last week, and Ruskell had just read a headline that came across about the president, Donald Trump, telling Pete Hegseth to go into the military files and pull out whatever he can release about UFOs, extraterrestrials, UAPs, and whatever other initials they want to give this alien subject. And I'm not talking about, quote, aliens from another country. We're talking about aliens from another world. Recently, I saw a clip with Barack Obama talking about aliens. And then he was like, oh, well, he might be committing an act of treason if he's talking about aliens and you know, it's all classified. Well, okay. Let's go to where this really kind of first raised its head. And what a very respected former president had to say about this subject.
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
Interesting, with war and the threat of war. There's a lot to be said about that because we've had war throughout the ages as one principality or one world power just destroyed another world power to get to where we are today. And it all lines up with Revelation. But Ruskell, what do you think about this? Are they going to hit us with aliens among us?
You know, I've been talking about the false alien invasion. I know you and I have had that conversation several times. I think if they don't come up with something really, really good, I think, yeah, they're gonna fall for the, oh my God, they're here. You know, I see a lead up to that. You know, you mentioned Obama and of course Trump telling Hegseth to release all the files. To me, it's just, it's another distraction. Something else is going on they don't want us to know about. And it could be like a lead-in for this false attack that they have planned with the combination of what they're doing to the sky every day. They spray aerosols up in the sky every day. Combine that with 70 holographic technology that they have. And they also have the ground weapons, the HARP, and they have the stratospheric weapons, the satellites with the directed energy weapons. So they can make it look like, oh my God, they're here, and look at, they're destroying it. Look at the beam coming out of the sky. And with the holograms, they can make the beam, they can make a spaceship around the beam. So you can't see, it's a satellite. It looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, you know, I saw something, I pay attention to the night sky, I see some very interesting things because we have such clear skies here, generally speaking, when we haven't been chemtrailed. Get to see the aurora every now and then, that's pretty spectacular. We're going to be seeing more of that. But I've seen things that, okay, is it ours or theirs? And yeah. Who are we dealing with here? What kind of aliens are on Earth? And when I say what kind of aliens, okay, you say, well, there's a tall grays, there's a short grays, there's the Nordic whites, there's the Palladians. You can go down a whole list of, quote, alien species that are supposed to be here. Hitler was searching, or Hitler's regime was searching for the root of the Aryans, another alien species. Interestingly enough, his research into that subject took him up to the Himalayas. So, yeah, the highest place on Earth, basically, one of the highest countries on the planet. It's got to be tough living up at that altitude. Rascal, I remember when I was 19 years old, we were going through a pass in Colorado. It was 13,000 some odd feet, and I was healthy. I was a runner. I was used to mountains, but not at 13,000 feet. I ran from one side of the parking lot to the other side of the parking lot, and I was out of breath. But, you know, those are a whole special breed of people. You have to wonder what's going on there, too. But it's a search for extraterrestrial gods, and they're there. It's just, which ones are we dealing with? Because there's a history. You know who Kerry Cassidy is, right, Rascala?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she, you know, I make it no secret. Kerry Cassidy is not someone I'm very fond of. But, you know, they say a broken, I will watch her from time to time. I don't, quote, follow her. She has a clue. But I also believe that, you know, why do some of her whistleblowers die and some just get to talk about blue chicken people, you know? so you have to listen to what she's saying, and does it fit? Does it make sense? And she was just on talking about this whole presidential thing, and I'm being bored out of my mind here. But then she started saying something interesting, and it was a round table that she was in. Laura Eisenhower was, you know, I took one too many to the head, Rodriguez, and Michael, I stole your information, Jayco. Thank you. Whatever, say it word for word and then tell me you didn't do it. you gotta love it, and you know, hey, is it for my glory or for God's that I do this? And that's how I look at it. It's not my glory. I'm just the messenger, not my words, but it is the truth. And I do speak the truth. And if you're looking for the truth, this is as close as you're going to find it in this entire planet. See what happens. We are seeing future history in the making now. Things that have been written in the prophecies coming about. We've talked about that on former shows. But what we haven't seen is the destruction of Babylon the Great. But something I've said for the longest time, I've said this for almost 15 years. How do you take down a religious empire? Let the children speak. Coup de grace to the religious empire, which covers all of it. Aliens. Extraterrestrial involvement in human affairs. And it's interesting, what I was talking about with Carrie Cassidy is she lit me up in a very positive way. And it's like, ah, so you do know the truth. And she took alien contact with humans all the way back to Baal worship. Baal worship is one of the oldest religions on the planet. You got sun worship, you got serpent worship, and you got Baal. And Baal's a triune god. Baal, Ashtoreth, and Molech, the god that requires life's child sacrifice. And so, hey, Hillary Clinton wanted to speak from the Arch of Baal, opening to the city, essentially, was the gateway into the city Baal, where Baal worship started. And she wanted to give a speech in her 2016. Whose God, what principality, what God was she calling on during the presidential election? She wanted to give a speech from the gateway of the archway of Baal. Are you serious? She also talked about sacrificing a chicken. A chicken is a code word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizzagate. Code word.
Hello. You said it.
Watch Pizzagate. They'll tell you what chicken is.
Pretty crazy. And so are these the aliens? I mean, hey.
They can't be human, Peter. For the life of me. How can a human eat another human and cook a baby and eat? Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Shit. Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. I don't dwell on that. I went down that rat hole once, and it was enough because
they can't be human. They can't be human. There's no way they can't be human. They can't be.
Riscala, I can project my consciousness forward or backward into time and see whatever I want to say.
And
I went and I looked at that stuff. And you don't want to see what I saw.
I have a hard enough time just reading it. I had to put it down and get away from it. It disturbed me so strongly. I broke out in tears. The last show I did, I tried to read just one of the descriptions of a picture that was blacked out. I had a hard time getting through it.
Yes. Okay. And so many other people feel that same exact way.
They have and, to be aliens. There's the aliens. Those are the aliens.
Well, those are the Molech worshipers. Those are the servants of Satan, literally. Literally. And it takes us right now. Now, what's going to happen? And I've read this before, and I'll read it again. Right from Revelation, you've got what we're going to see happen here, and I think the fight's on. A lot of people don't realize it, but this fight is on. Revelation 3, verse 9. Look, I will give those from the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews, and yet they are not, but are lying, those from the synagogue of Satan. Those from the synagogue of Satan. What's going to happen? It says, look, I will make them come and do obeisance before your feet and make them know I have loved you. Obeisance is when you would be the king And those from the synagogue of Satan would be bowing before us, giving us honor, coming with gifts. They're not destroyed. They're not destroyed. A third of them are. For sure, a third of them are. Revelation chapter 9. A third of the men are... The men without the seal of God in their forehead get tormented. And when the four angels of the river Euphrates is untied, it releases an army against those on earth. It releases what kind of army? What are we fighting? What are we fighting? We're fighting life forms on another dimension. For what purpose? To fulfill biblical prophecy, because as we see these prophecies fulfilled, it will give people comprehension, understanding, and faith to get them through what's yet to come. Remember, we're going to go into this time of peace and security. When the nations declare peace and security, Bureau of Peace, when the nations declare peace and security, how many nations have signed up to the Bureau of Peace? And why is the United States ready to turn around and do a regime change in Iran? To bring the Prince of Persia to heel? Oh, think about that. Yeah, the same Prince of Persia, which is recorded back in the book of Daniel, where Gabriel was fighting the Prince of Persia, an extraterrestrial with an extraterrestrial. Very powerful beings. And they're controlling the country. Revelation 9, we get the king of the pit of the abyss, the seventh the eighth king coming from the seven kingdoms that went before it. It's an eighth king. It comes from the seven. What's its mission? To destroy Babylon the Great. And why? Because Revelation 17:17 or QQ, because God puts it into their hearts. And Trump says, I'm on a mission from God. Okay, let's sit back and watch the show on this and see how it all winds up. And so what's happening? You now have the eighth king, that entity, that principality, which is now in charge of bringing the earth together. The Antichrist? Oh, boy, there's a show coming up, The Antichrist. Huh. But for what purpose? We're told also, and I haven't talked about this very much in Revelation 17, the eighth king who puts a coalition of 10 kings together, 10 kings who do not yet have a kingdom. 10 is the number for completion. How many governments will join the Bureau of Peace? And if they don't join, we'll put people in there that will make sure that they want to join, because they'll prosper. And what's the biggest problem in Iran? It's the people want change. They're tired of dealing with the Prince of Persia. They want him gone. The Prince of Persia is controlling the Ayatollah, the son of God. And the Prince of Persia would be God over Persia. And he's got his priest class in place to make sure that gets carried out. But he's going to have to give it up. Come to submission. Because the satanic system of evil is coming down. And so why aliens, Riscali? Great, you know, we're talking about Epstein files. Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. Aliens.
Can't be human. It just can't be.
What did Wernher von Braun say?
Yeah, you know, his assistant, Carol, is one of, like, almost like a personal friend of mine. We've communicated for many years. One of the things that she tells me that he told her repeatedly Be careful of the last card that they're going to play, the alien invasion card. She said he repeated to her that phrase many times before he passed away, that they're going to pull this fake alien invasion. And by doing that, which you and I have spoken about on several occasions, what happens to religion?
To religion. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. What happens to religion? I got a chance to have a very good conversation, personal to person, face to face, of with Mikio Kaku, and you know, I respect that man's knowledge and his position. I also, back shortly after I had our meeting together, I planted some seeds there. He came away thinking of everything after our conversation with a different perspective. And that conversation said, well, it started off with saying, I'm a theoretical physicist and philosophy is down the hall. When I asked him if we could actually, the cosmos, be the body of God.
Wow.
Yeah, that puts a different perspective on everything.
That's
yeah.
heavy.
I asked him very respectfully, as if I was the student and he was he is the professor. You know, he's got a reputation. And then we started talking about string theory. He said, well, you know, I was one of the original team that explored string theory. I said, yes, I know, sir. I'm very familiar with that. Okay, now we can have a conversation. We're both on the same page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he shared quite a bit of information with me. But I saw him in an interview, probably about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And he was actually, it may have been part of a sci-fi science and contact with extraterrestrials. And what he said is that there are, and I'm sure you can find this on YouTube if you look for it, but what he said is that there are basically five classes of planet. And based on that are have intelligent life forms, okay? The first basis would be basically what we're told Earth was back before Cro-Magnon man, Cro-Magnon man would be the class five planet. The class four planet is where we are now. We've gone beyond that. We use tools. We have technology, not advanced technology, so they tell us. We've got this old technology. You know, the only difference between a car from the 60s and the cars they make today is that they put a computer in them, change the body style, use cheaper material, you know, with equipment that either it malfunctions because they've put too much through too small of a system, or they've got a bug in their computer. Alrighty then. Talk about having a 57 Chevy. But that's a whole nother show there, but it's not in Revelation. Well, maybe it is. But you know, we've developed to this planet, but we've got some big situations. You know, we've developed to this point. The big situations that we have are we still battle each other. So we're viewed on a planetary scale as being tribal. Think about, the tribes in Africa or tribes anywhere. You want to talk about tribes? Go look at the French Holy Wars. Oh, my God. Major bloodletting in that. It lasted for 50 years. And in whose name? In the name of the church. And he said, we have to, Michio Kaku said, we have to unify the planet. And the church is the most decisive thing in the way. Or he said, actually, religion. And so we have to rise above the idea of religion. Hello? Yeah. It's not religion. It's our spiritual, it's our spiritual connection, though. You see, here's where we go. We have to rise above religion to make alien contact. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a heavy. That's a heavy. We have to rise above religion. But now who are we making alien contact with? Huh.
I think the Bible calls them demons,
are we
right?
Making alien? Well, yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of mess going on. You know, we're not headed for a perfect world yet. Well, no, we are headed for a perfect world. But we got to wait a little bit. We have time between now and then to watch these prophecies be fulfilled. And that would strengthen our faith for the future, provided that we make that spiritual connection. And so, yeah, we do have to rise above religion. And I'll go back and say it time and time again. Jesus never said, join my religion. He said, join my kingdom. It's a political organization. It's a political organization. And so regardless of what aliens that we have as far as contact now, and hey, I don't care what they call themselves, that they're misaligned. They are misaligned. They are the rebels that were dragged down in Revelation 12, the great dragon, which is the satanic interdimensional empire, drags down a third of the stars, a significant amount of very powerful entities, like the Prince of Persia, who Gabriel couldn't get past. Some of those entities didn't go willingly, I don't think, because they were dragged. They weren't exactly part of this. They got themselves into a position where of submission to the great dragon. Which is the controller of the planet. It's let me put it into terms that everybody could understand. Hello, Star Wars. You have the rebels, and you have the what is your, you know, the old galactic empire there? What is your take on the, and just the original Star Wars? You know, you count the whole trilogy, but just the first, very first Star Wars, Frisco. Did you see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was your impression of it? How did that affect you?
Don't know. I obviously it was presented as a fictional thing, and at the time that I watched it,
yes,
I didn't have the awareness that I have now. I thought it was just movies. I mean, now that I look back at it, it was them telling us different things in cryptic, so to speak.
Oh, you're very cryptic. Excuse me, very, very cryptic. Um, But still, you know, I watched it and wow, the connection, the symbolism of Obi-Wan. You're looking at what I believe the Bible would be referring to as the 144,000. If you strike me down, I would become more powerful than you can imagine.
Huh.
Thank you, Obi-Wan. You know, you reach that level where you're totally committed to the Force, the breath of life. All life. And so that's, you know, how far off planet do you want to take it? But we're dealing with the rebel forces, and it's several rebel forces. And what else we're dealing with is the original 200 watchers that are now, that I believe now have control over the rebel forces. And so while it's still the dark side, they're disgusted at what the satanic empire has done with this planet. And so we are put on an antichrist course. Many shall come on account of my name. Do not be fooled. So where do you go from this? But you know, Star Wars, where you had the dark side's powerful. Well, yeah, it's extremely powerful. It controls all of those who are the billionaires and soon to be trillionaires on this planet, and those who think that they are kings and queens and have the ability to rule over us, or the religious class, which has had their boot on humanity since its inception. Think about that. Think about how long religion has been around, even biblically speaking. Religion didn't come about until Nimrod. You had the whole Nephilim situation occur prior to the Noah's flood. Of course, now they've all become disembodied spirits. They're locked in. They couldn't leave the earth. So there's your demonic forces. There's your demonic forces. If I say the right words, you're going to get your ass in that bottle. If I say the right words. You see, and so you learn incantations and spells in order to control those forces. But you have the principality, which very few people, you know, we categorize demonic as essentially one class. It's a general statement. It's like saying the banksters. Okay, do we cover them all? You know, no, you know, but you know, I'm sure there's a couple of good bankers out there. But it seems that any of them who have, you know, gone to these super banks, those guys are bastards, and a lot of them are involved in human trafficking, child sacrifice. Ronald Bernard, the Dutch banker, I believe it was Dutch or Danish, Dutch, I believe, exposed the whole situation. And yeah, he was upper echelon in the banking system, world banking system. And then he was invited to sacrifice a child. Yeah. What? Yeah, unfortunately, him giving up that information, it cost him his life. So, God rest his soul. You know, if the scriptures are right, we'll see him come back.
Every time there's someone, Every time there's someone or something that tries to help humanity, I mean, this is my, how I see it anyway, they end up, when I say they, the dark side, that sadly there's a heck of a lot more of us than there is of them, but the problem is they're in places of power. So when someone comes up with something to help humanity, whatever that might be, whether it's in the energy field, whether it's in the food field, you know, it doesn't matter, whatever it might be, in the healthcare field, if it's going to help humanity, it's going to take from their power. And if that's the case, then you are thereby, by their definition, you are dangerous. You are an enemy. And they will treat you as an enemy, because to them it's a war. It's not competition. The idea that I can't think of the word now. What kind of economy do we run? We say it's a, oh my God, I can't believe I just went blank.
Capitalistic.
Capitalistic, yes. It's not true capitalism, because what happens is, once a company gets to a certain degree with a certain amount of power, anybody who's in competition with them can either be bought out or sold out. Either they outsell them or they buy them. And so when you talk about, they say, well, capitalism is the best thing. If it were true capitalism, if it was a real level playing field, yeah, that would be true, but that's not. What happened, and that's happened to me personally, where the big boys came in and just literally wiped me out. They didn't like what I was doing. They wiped my business out.
Yeah, and that's what happens. If you know, once you, and I've had that told to me time and time again, but once you get to a certain level, they want you out of the game.
Yeah.
I'll give you a good case in point that a lot of people may know or remember, but remember the cookie brand Famous Amos?
Yeah. Oh, I love them cookies.
He was forced to sell his business. He was forced to sell his business. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They said he was bought out by one of the big boys. And he had to stay on to give his, to give his support to that product for a certain number of years throughout. So
you broke up. You broke up at the very end of that, Peter.
I said,
throughout something they, throughout the years, and then you broke up. You're breaking up again.
Famous
somebody
Amos,
doesn't want you.
After you somebody sold
doesn't
his
want
company,
you saying what they're saying.
Somebody doesn't like me.
Yeah. Now you're breaking up.
Well, isn't that?
There it goes again.
Yeah. You know. I don't know what to say about that. I know I had plenty to say. Let's change the subject.
He was forced to sell his business.
Yeah, they basically made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah. No.
You know, you don't sell fish out of business.
How many times I have read about, and again, it's not just like this example is food, but I've heard about it in the energy industry, where people come along and they devise technologies that could save us tremendous amounts of money on electricity, could provide, if you wanted an electric car, could provide an electric car that would rarely need to be charged, if at all. Electric bills that would no longer exist. Yeah, they're by the wayside.
Yeah. What if you could take a mini nuclear reactor, smaller than a refrigerator, half the size of a refrigerator, and have it run your house for the next 20 years?
Cold fusion. You know, they discovered cold fusion. How many years, how decades ago, cold fusion? This, oh, no, this is all a scam. It's not real, blah, blah. Yeah, baloney. It's real.
I took a trip to Germany. It was, you know, going back to the homeland. My family was from the Heidelberg area, and I've got a cousin over there who was working, and I'm going to, 1978, 79, I think, late 70s. He was working on cold fusion then.
Then.
Come on, Willie, you didn't figure it out yet.
Well, think about it, Peter. How long have they been saying, oh, we're working on cancer? And how much money have they taken from us in the form of contributions because they pull on our heartstrings? Oh, these people are dying. Cancer, what a horrible thing, blah, 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 blah. And my God, it's been decades. They've been, and they never found a cure for cancer. Now their hands are tied. Now it's more and more information is coming out. And they're not, the pharmaceutical companies are not happy. They're doing everything they can to ban particular drugs. Ivermectin, fenbendazole, mebendazole. There's another one I can't think of the name. It's a dizole of some sort. They're moving to have these medications banned.
Yeah, and so grow your own. That's a whole nother subject, and boy, I'd like to get Maggie on for that one, because she just her last show about parasites. It's a parasitic infection which seems to cause the cancer.
Yes, that's correct.
And so
parasites in your body end up pooping in your body. The poop turns into a fungus. The fungus is what they call the cancer.
And there's actually a couple of easy ways that you can get rid of it. And I've heard information from doctors who did studies. But that's a health and wellness show. We got to stick on the alien topic here. You know, but I will say this. Do research into wormwood. Oh, a biblical mention? Wormwood? Bitter as wormwood. Yeah, wormwood kills parasites. You can also raise your body pH up. And when you get it to above, I think you got to get it up to about 7.5. You don't want to get to 8, which means you got to do daily urine tests. And you raise your body pH up by drinking baking soda and eating very alkaline vegetables.
As long as you get it over 7, that's what I had. As long as I kept it over 7, I did okay. I got rid of prostate cancer and I got rid of bladder cancer.
Yeah, in 2011, they thought I had cancer. I wouldn't let them biopsy me.
I don't blame them.
That's how it spreads. Yeah, and that's exactly what I told the doctor. I said, Doc, I was in the hospital for 3 days. Doc, if you biopsy that and it's cancerous, you can release those cells from my body. He never said a word. He listened to my chest, listened to my back, signed my release, and I was out of there.
Huh.
And so people say, you know, the first thing I did when I got home, baking soda, glass of water, down the hatch.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those two things. But wormwood, I'm finding more and more about wormwood. It's like, damn, you can feed it to your livestock, you can feed it to your chickens, you can eat it yourself, and everybody will be free of parasites. Now you just get the damn dog to eat it.
But the word wormwood is in the Bible.
Yeah. A biblical reference. Imagine that.
Wow.
That's why I said in the Bible,
when the Bible refers to wormwood, is it referring to a place?
It's referring to a plant. Yeah. Well, you've got, I recall you're talking about Revelation chapter 8. It's 10 and 11. And it says a star falls from heaven and it lands upon the rivers of earth. And they become bitter as wormwood.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Also, when Jesus was dying, they gave him a sponge that contained fermented.
I thought it was vinegar. Wasn't vinegar?
It was basically, well, when you make wine, if you let it go too long, it turns to vinegar. And they mixed that with wormwood to give him.
I was going to say earlier, I thought wormwood was also a tree, but I'm wrong. It's not a tree.
It's a shrub. It's a plant. And so, yeah, guess who's growing wormwood this year? Okay, enough about wormwood. We're dealing with an alien force among us. And it's interesting. I just heard today, I was listening to actually Dr. Billy Bean. She's amusing. If she says something, you can find her on YouTube. If she says something that catches my attention, I was like, okay, let's look into this a little bit deeper. And so, yeah, that's Riscala. Talk about aliens among us. And an alien, what we're actually dealing with, we're dealing with on a political basis and a religious basis, okay? That's why you need the alien card being played along with the Epstein card, because these people that are doing this are demonically possessed.
That I don't doubt at all. It's like I was saying earlier, they can't be human doing what they do. Gosh.
Yeah, Loosh, what people don't talk about is the Loosh factor in all of this, and it's considered to be the most valuable drug in the universe. The spice from Dune. Not exactly, but boy, isn't there a close relationship there with it. Don't even want to talk about that. But anyway, yeah, the byproduct of Loosh is adrenochrome. That's why the children are sacrificed. It's not just, it's a ritual. It's a ritual where that Loosh goes to the highest bidder. Think about it. Those are the aliens among us today.
Now, while I'm thinking about it, Peter, I want to play you a short video. I think it's only 10 seconds. We're talking about aliens being among us, right?
Yes.
Watch.
Injustice, and again, the food security issue. He's been spelling that out the whole time. I want you to know that we in the Congress fully support and take...
Riscala, go to that next. Go to that next picture.
That has to be an alien right there. Let me see. I have where did I do that?
There we go. Yeah, I think we got that. Yeah, there's that one. Do you have the one that I sent you?
That?
No. It's the one with Maxine Waters.
Yeah, that's Maxine Waters.
Right, and that's Nancy Pelosi next to her, but Maxine Waters, the one that I sent you, had the Predator next to it.
Oh, I did see that, but I didn't think that was, I thought it was part of something else. Okay.
No. If you find that, go ahead and put that on. And if not, no big deal, but...
Injustice, and again, the food security issue. He's been spelling that out the whole time. I want you to know that we in the Congress...
She looks like a cardboard cutout.
Now, I'm gonna read you what Billy Bean had, and I went and it's like, yeah, okay, this seems to be accurate. There's this gentleman, Barry Rothman. He's allegedly 10-year U.S. Navy veteran, 24 years in the Coast Guard. He is a Jewish Bible code expert. Real quick, the Bible code, what they do is they take the Torah, which are the, it's also called the Pentateuch, but the first five books of the Bible, which were dictated to Noah by Yahuwah. And so that's where you have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, all the laws, Deuteronomy, and Yeah, genocide. I think that's the numbers. But that's, you take those, that book in Hebrew, and you put all the letters together. You don't, you take all the spaces out, and then you do a number code search. So let's say you wanted to do an 8-number code search. And so every eighth letter you would pick, and now you've got to basically where those words show up in a matrix, and it starts breaking things out. It starts giving you answers. And Barry here ran some, asked, went through the Bible code looking for members of a political regime controlled by the Nephilim. Basically, those who are in power, who are the Nephilim. Now, they would have to go through some rite in order to be possessed. Hello, Beyonce. When she gets on stage, it's somebody else, and she comes right out and says that. And so you've got these entities now through a ritual of some sort, perhaps child sacrifice, where you are now serving the devil. And so they will come and they will possess your body. And so those are the Nephilim. And he put out a list. And Maxine Waters was right at the top of that list. Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Mark Milley, Christopher Wray, Kamala Harris, all that, no surprise there, and Hakeem Jeffries.
Who put out the list?
This guy, Barry Rothman, who's a Jewish Bible code expert.
Huh. Wow.
And that's what he went looking for.
Wow.
It's alleged that's what he found. You know, wow. It's like, okay. I can't argue with what he found. If I run the same code, am I going to find the same answer? Yeah, but do I have time to do that? Is that my expertise? No. So I'll take the expert's word for it, you know? Yeah, I've got expertise in other areas, but this is just another piece of the puzzle. And so you wonder why these people are so vile and so self-centered and psychopathic to a degree. And they're sowing division among the people of the United States, breaking down this society. And it all centers around human trafficking of one sort or another. Whether they're on the take, whether they're getting paid for it, whether they're involved in supporting it, whether they've committed heinous, seditious crimes themselves. Don't know. Can't make any total accusations that somebody did something. You know, Ilhan Omar can. Some people did something. Mm. Yeah, a lot in your district. He's going to wind up back in Somalia. Some people did something. Well, who did what? Well, I don't know, but some people did something. And I'm back here.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And so what you're telling me, that people did this to make America, you know, a great country? No, it was all part of taking this country and destroying it. And what they had to destroy, interesting, they villainized the people who are responsible for building this country. White men
with guns.
and there's a lot of black men with guns too, and we're all on the same side. There's a lot of people with guns that, you know, what can I say? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And there's a lot of politicians that are playing stupid games, and they're about to win stupid prizes.
You know, Peter, talking about the politicians, I read today an article that said, I think it was in the UK, Australia, and I think Italy, that major players from those countries have been arrested, and others, yeah, major players are under investigation. Meanwhile, here in the United States, it's crickets.
Military isn't going to tell you what it's doing.
I hope you're right about it. I know that the military won't tell you what they're doing. I hope that you're right about the military stepping in, because that's really what is our last resort at this point.
Think about it. The release of this information, if it's going to be used to take down religion, how quick do you think the military is going to jump on that? I'd say pretty damn quick. You know, it's going to put us out of a job. We can't do that. No, because times have changed. The military is still needed because of this. Around 2012, we got the Galactic Empire of Light. And I remember, I think I had a wake with Peter Kling on a different radio network at the time, and I was interviewing Aurora Light Snow, I believe it was, but whatever. And she knew everything that there was to know about the Federation of the Galactic Federation of Light. Well, we just dropped the light name or the light part, but basically, their message was that we are your genetic engineers, and they're led by Lucifer. And you know, when I first found that out, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted her to interview Aurora, because she was an alleged expert in that field at the time. It's because that's exactly what I wrote in Letters to Earth 3 years earlier. Is that the rebel forces were most likely the genetic engineers of life on Earth, because who else would have an interest in this planet? They've got a vested interest in creating life on Earth. Okay, you guys do the flowers, you guys do the trees, you guys make this, the insects, you have assignments. It's all genetic engineering. Boy, that throws a stick in the bicycle spokes of evolution. It also throws a major stick in the bicycle spokes of religion. And so everything turns political. And so when we have, and Earth's going to be invited to join the Galactic Federation. Hello, Star Trek.
That's why we have a Space Force, right?
Yeah. Hello, Scotty. Beam me up. There's no intelligent life down here.
The post, I saw a post about the, you know, making fun of us, mocking the Earth. Two aliens are in a spaceship, and one says to the other one, "Are you ready to go down there?" And he says, "No, I'm not going down there." They kill each other. They eat each other. And there was something else I don't recall. And he said, "We don't need any of that. We'll just keep on flying."
Yeah.
Just kill each other, eat each other, and something else. I don't remember.
You go back to there's a lot of movies that gives you a little insight into what's going on.
Matrix.
And the Matrix is part of it, but I think the Matrix gets overdone, because if you reverse it a little bit and say that if we are in the body of God, there's an infection going on in this planet.
Yeah, but also in the Matrix, Peter, the names of the different actors, the Neo, and Neo just the one comes to mind. What's the other guy? There's a couple of them, and when I heard the names, I went, "Whoa!" They're all like, almost like biblical background names. Why can't I remember? I'll look it up.
Well, it's interesting. We have to be very, very cautious in where we are today. Very, very cautious. And I know we're just about out of time. Actually, we kind of are. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to read this again. I'll be reading it a lot more. Keep in mind, this is the fight that we're in, okay? I don't care whether you're a MAGA person. I don't care whether you dye your hair blue. But this is the fight that we're in. And I'm referring to Ephesians 6:11, where it says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all the strategies and tricks of Satan. Those from the synagogue of Satan, the Satanists who sacrifice children. Yeah, those people, okay? Yeah. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies. You mean like people who might be demonically possessed? Evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes, like the Prince of Persia? No, the Prince of Darkness who rule this world. And against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world, the demonic forces. And so that's where our fight is. And the only way that we could do that is gaining spirituality and gaining knowledge. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot of garbage going on in the world. But here you've got two hammers getting ready to come together between the Epstein files and the alien files, the X files, if you want to call them that, those coming together against religion and against the synagogue of Satan. Yes. Yeah, so we're in for dynamic change. We're in for dynamic change. With that, I'm going to say stay tuned. Because things are, as you've said, Riscala, things are going to get a lot interesting as the days pass.
Yep.
You know?
I agree.
There's a lot behind the scenes that's going on. We're not seeing the interdimensional forces at work here. We're not seeing those aliens who are gaining control of the planet and who have had control of the planet for basically 4,000 years, almost 5,000 years.
Probably more than that, poor talk.
Peter,
some of those names, some of the names I was telling you about, Neo, for neocortex, right? Isn't that part of the body, neocortex?
Yep.
And then you have Trinity, and then you have the Oracle, Cypher was another one, Morpheus, there's a couple more that I can't get to them. Anyway, Neo, Trinity, Morpheus, Oracle.
Yeah, names that you would, or names basically that you would
and parts of the body.
In biblical times,
parts of the body. And parts of the body, yep.
And interesting, what Jesus had given the command of his apostles. Where at the Last Supper, where he said, drink this wine, it means my blood, and eat this bread, it means my body. It was wine. And why did it mean Jesus' blood? Because within the blood, that's where the soul resides. We learned that back in Genesis. And the body to be one in soul and body, one in spirit and mind. Think about that. It's directing a oneness back to a supreme being, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's actually where we're going to wind up going, because we will see this alien force. And we will be brought into the Galactic Federation. And we will see a final showdown between the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what's he coming with? The armies of heaven. To get rid of the rebel forces which are dominating this planet. The satanic rebel forces. That's the cosmic event that will change history forever. That's what's coming. So watch the prophecies unfold now. Pay attention and gain faith in the message. And I'm just delivering the message. It's all there in front of us. Only by God's will that this happens. And so stay tuned. Revelation will be around for a lot longer. And I certainly encourage you to join the station, whether it's on YouTube or Rumble or Facebook. support the station, give us a thumbs up, listen to the other shows on the station, and I especially always recommend the Positude podcast. Maggie's got some great information, and it's entertaining. Every time I listen to our show, I wind up laughing several times through that show. It's very entertaining. Rascully, you got the Red Pill Reality. We just brought on another new show. Stu does Money and Change, and his second show, which is a bit more spiritual. And then we certainly have Mike Bejas's two shows that he does. Very popular college quarterback or something of that nature. But it's before our show. So we've got a lot of great entertainment on this network. Join the network. Give us a thumbs up. Love and blessings to all. Have a fantastic week. Rascully, thank you for producing and being on the show together. It's always a privilege and a joy.
I want to mention real quick, we have a new host on the network. Her name is Dora Sherry, and the name of her show is Let's Talk About It. I think it's I don't see it. Sorry. You'll have to go to the website, but that's airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
on Trim Radio.
I had a prior engagement on Tuesday nights, but I will have to go back on YouTube and listen to her.
There's archives. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Very good. Folks, thank you again. Love and blessings to all. Same time, same place next week. Good night.